Hello and welcome to the Full Force News Burst special with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hope everyone is doing well. How's everyone doing in the comments? It's just Joe at the moment. Hi, Joe. Yeah, lots of stuff going on today, I guess. A weird day, honestly. Genuinely weird day. But lots of weird random news popping up left, right and center with G.I. Joe attachments. So we'll be getting into Skybound news. We'll be getting into, what else we got? We've got loads. We've got listings information, a tiny little bit of listings info, and of course a bit of video game news as well, where I'm going to break down a little bit of an interview that happened on gamesindustry.biz with one of Hasbro's Wizards of the Coast kind of head designer lead kind of types. But we'll get into that very, very shortly. Yes, hope everyone's doing really well. As I was saying at the beginning, it's been an odd day, and this has continued it with this news burst randomly at quarter past seven in the evening. How's everyone doing? Everyone doing well this Tuesday? I was almost going to say, ooh, what a week, eh? And it's Tuesday. Also, that reminds me of those British memes that are going around. A lot of random British people. It's Tuesday, innit? Which, you know, that hurts. That attacks me directly into my soul. Anyway, let's get on with it. We've got lots to do. Hope everyone's doing well in the comments. Lots of you at the moment. Amazing stuff. I'll try and get to as many comments and questions and what have you as possible today. But let's start off with a bit of comics news. Yes, I did that bumper because it's the comic-y bit, isn't it? Yeah, we're talking Skybound, we're talking listings, we're talking game updates. But first, like I said, we're talking comics. And G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, is going up on Kickstarter. Yeah, they're going to be doing the compendium sets, hardbacks, may I add. So for those that were kind of a bit confused as to, you know, we just heard the news that Skybound are going to be doing The Real American Hero, original Marvel run, as compendiums. They are not, they're soft cover, basically. So these, we don't know all the details yet, do we? Let's face it. So we're just kind of guessing a little bit, but we've got a little bit of information that explains that this particular compendium set that's going up on Kickstarter covers all of the issues in the Marvel run, including crossovers like the Transformers crossover and other kind of sub issues like special missions. So all of that's going to be incorporated into this compendium set. Now you can go to the Skybound G.I. Joe page, link in the description, and you can sign up for that, for the kind of, you know, the notifications and the information and what have you. And you can follow it on Kickstarter as well when you do sign up. You can follow a link onto the Kickstarter page where it gives you a bit more information. But yeah, it's a lot of information that hasn't been revealed yet, is all I'm going to say on that one. Now, if you do sign up for updates, you get a free limited edition Storm Shadow trading card, if, of course, you pledge for a physical copy. Like I think the base level is there, one physical copy or what have you. Ray, sounds awesome. Will they put them in chronological order? It's a good question. It's one I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to. I imagine it would be in chronological order, in order of its release. Which is funny and interesting because we've just spoken to Brian Hickey, of course. Go check out that interview regarding the Battle Action Force comic reprints. Now that is going to be slightly different, where they're going to have the main kind of stories in chronological order, the kind of story arcs. But in terms of how they were released and how in the order they were released, that would be a bit confusing, actually, because it's like multiple stories layering on top of each other. So that's going to be slightly different. I imagine with these, it's just going to be front to back, A to Z, 1 to 100,557. It's going to be that, basically, is my guess. But I don't know yet. There's probably a little bit more information on the Kickstarter page. And you know what? I'm going to just come check that out, because I tried following the link, but it tried to log me in. It was a whole thing. And I didn't want to do that login because I couldn't remember it. Well, no, it's no. I could remember it. I then had to log into Facebook to do the thing, and it was saying, "Well, you need a code to log into Facebook now. Where do I get that?" So thanks very much for making it almost impossible for me to actually find anything. But Skybound, G.I. Joe, Kickstarter. Now, is it accessible? Maybe it's not. Maybe you can only get it when you sign up, like I have done, and can't get at it yet because I can't log in. But in any case, I'm sure there will be more information. There's more information on the Skybound press release, which I haven't seen yet, Diana. Where would that be? And I will see if I can answer some more questions on that. How have I missed the Skybound press release on it? Was it on Skybound's page? Because I'm pretty sure I was on, or maybe it went out on email. I can't find it. Send it to me. That makes life easier. Thank you. In what fashion? In what fashion have you sent it to me? That would be, that's important to know as well, because nothing has come up on my phone. Nothing has come up at all. Okay, cool. I'll look out for that. Was it on Twitter possibly, or X? Where have you sent it to me? I have not been notified, because that's how life is. Okay, well, cool. Facebook it to me. Yeah, I haven't seen it, unless you did it through Full Force. I'll get there in a minute, guys. Bear with me. Anyway, how are you doing? I haven't had anything come through yet, Diana. In any case, I'll keep an eye on that. But like I said, you can sign up for updates on their website, link in the description, and you can join 1,700 and probably more than that now, because I logged in shortly after that number was popped up on screen. Now, they also had some lovely artwork to kind of go along with it, including this beautiful frieze of the Cobra team. You know, it's like the Where's Wally of Cobra classics in there, isn't it? And then, of course, we have the G.I. Joe version of that too, which is very nice indeed as well. Pick your favourites. I love Hawk. I love a bit of Hawk, me. Who else is a Hawk fan, just out of interest? And then, of course, Duke. There we go. Found it. Thank you. Right, so in terms of more information regarding this, I could have just gone to skybound.com, really, shouldn't I? Right. Skybound, in collaboration with leading toy and game company Hasbro, announced the campaign for the Kickstarter exclusive G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero compendium set, which will collect every issue. I've said all this already. That's good. So far, so good. Every issue of the original 1982 comic book series in four definitive hardcover compendiums. Lovingly bound and presented in an official reading order, the gorgeous faux leather editions won't be available anywhere else. Fans can sign up for the mailing list now to receive all campaign details and updates ahead of its launch on Tuesday. Tuesday, innit? May 28th, 2024 at 6 a.m. Pacific, which is 9 a.m. Eastern. The pop culture world changed forever when Larry Harmer's G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero made its comic book debut, and now fans can experience every issue from the original series and its tie-ins here. These collections include every issue of the original 82 series, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, G.I. Joe Special Missions, G.I. Joe and the Transformers, and the long out of print G.I. Joe Order of Battle and G.I. Joe Special Number 1 across four stunning compendiums, with box art by the incomparable Andy Kubert, X-Men, and Brad Anderson. That's Kubert, isn't it? Right there, I think. That actually might be... I can't see the... That's Andy right there. I just assumed that was as well. But very cool, beautiful artwork. Featuring iconic series writer Larry Harmer, Wolverine. I see that when... I know that's what he worked on, but it's funny. It makes me think that that's his, like... Oh, Larry Harmer's Wolverine. I didn't realize that. And a murderer's row of series artists, and G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero compendium set presents the incredible heroes of G.I. Joe, the terrifying villains of Cobra, and the unforgettable stories that set them on the collision course. All the classic marketing spiel here, though, isn't it? Larry's excited by the looks of things. Choose your side. Will you stand with G.I. Joe or will you rule the world with Cobra? These box sets will be presented in distinct Joe and Cobra versions for fans to choose their faction. I wonder if you can get one of, you probably get both, can't you? Each box set includes a set of 9 campaign exclusive Joe or Cobra collectible trading cards from some of the very best Joe artists of the past, present and future, including art from Chris Munium, Lee Weeks, Rod Wiggum, Carlo Pagualayan, I've completely ruined that name, I'm sorry, Pagualayan, Paul Pelletier, Pat Olyph, Ron Wagner, Dan Juergens, and the legendary Larry Harmer. The first 6 cards of each set will be revealed when the campaign launches, and the last 3 will be voted on by the fans. Previous Skybound campaign backers and mailing list members will receive a free Storm Shadow. Yeah, we did that one as well. That's Andy Kubert, which is nice. With this Kickstarter, we've set out to create the most beautiful G.I. Joe books of all time, said Alex Antone, editorial director Skybound. We can't wait to celebrate this groundbreaking series alongside Larry and all the G.I. Joe fans and Joe and Cobra alike. Cool. Anyway, I'm just seeing if there's any other information we might need. No, I think that's it pretty much. I mean, it's a lot of stuff in there, but you can check that. I will put that link in the description after the fact as well. Anyway, sorry, I've just been zipping past and not paying attention to any information. Larry Harmer could be Wolverine. He could be Scott, couldn't he? That's what I'm thinking now. Duke's overrated. That's a bit harsh, considering Diana's in the chat. thank you, Diana, by the way, for sending me that. I really appreciate it. That's awesome art for some. Hawk is the worst. Ryan Hat. I love Hawk. I think he's great. I think I love Hawk because I really enjoyed the Sunbow cartoon and I loved his appearances in the Sunbow cartoon. I was just a big fan of Hawk. Only issue, it's launching on the 28th. Want to take bets on how long after that Hasbro launches the new Haslab for Yojo June? May June, probably the end of June, Steps Toys, I imagine. That's what I would expect. You know, like kind of like they'll save it up and they'll do the big reveal at the end of the month sort of deal is what I'm expecting. The submit button doesn't work. Any shot you can put that link in the chat, Chris? I can't put it in the chat, but I will put it in the description after the fact. My apologies, but you'll get all the information you need. The link for the sign up is in the description as we speak, though. Yearbooks, 25th anniversary half issues. Yearbooks, yes, Ed. 25th anniversary half issues. I don't know. That's a good question. It didn't add those in the list of things, basically. So I don't think the half issues are in there. Brother Malachi bought the page punches. Are they any good? I just wasn't interested, unfortunately. Larry Harmer, Bucky O'Hare. Exactly, Steps Toys. Thank you. Yeah, well, now I've got to buy both. I think, yeah, I know they're doing a Cobra and Joe one. It's crazy, isn't it? I've been doing a few things for the compendiums, the Kickstarter set, and the trading cards. Oh, that's awesome, Diane. I can't wait to see what you've done there. The new art for the slipcovers and cards is amazing. Very exciting to see it all, I've got to admit. Duke is fantastic, and some people just don't understand why. Of course you would say that. Sorry, I'm seeing conversations between you all. Anyway, yeah, so that's all the info for Skybound. Again, this is kind of cool. Now, for those that are confused about the compendium situation, as we just said, this is a very special release. This is like hardback, leather-bound, faux leather-bound in different presentations for both Joe and Cobra, covering every single issue. I don't know what the compendium is going to, like the regular retail compendium is going to be. I think it probably will just be the Marvel. It's like 1-50, I think we know first and foremost, don't we? So yeah. And it's, I mean, 4 kind of compendium like books as well. This thing's going to be big. It's going to be chonky. It's going to be cool. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to see how they present it. And like you say, they're giving people the option here. You can either go full force into like this Kickstarter campaign, or you can just go and get the compendiums at retail, which, you know, I think, again, is a great option to have. And the fact they're busting both of these bad boys out is amazing. And I know some people are going to need both. They're going to need the Joe and Cobra versions of the fancy ones on Kickstarter and all the trading cards. And they're going to need the regular retail release as well, because I know I was there at one point where I wanted to collect all the G.I. Joe books that were ever made in all the different versions as well. And yeah, I was doing well. And then I think, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like what some of the IDW trade paperbacks just threw me right off that kind of situation. But yeah, this is all very, very fun. And there you go. Right then. That is Skybound news for today. Now, moving on, like I said, there'll be more information to follow. And like I said, I'll try and throw that link in the description after the fact. Can't do it right now, sorry, but it will go in on Yao Chaub on the YouTube description later. And in fact, I mean, you know, maybe I just do this. How about this while I'm on the thing at the moment? How about I go to Facebook now and I go here and I type in this and write Skybound, a real American hero, Kickstarter press release. And then I just do this and then I select all and copy it, because I'm going to put this on Twitter as well. Yeah. You see what I'm doing? See what I did there? There you go, guys. So that is now posted on Facebook. So if you do want to see the Skybound press release, it is now posted on our Facebook page. And see, you don't get this with all of the channels, do you? You know, like ignoring the actual episode you're supposed to be doing and doing something on your phone. You actually probably do get that with a lot of places. You probably get it on here more than any. Right, there we go. And I've popped it on X as well. So there you go. If you want it, you got it. It's easy to, goodness sake, it's easy to find now, that press release link. Okay, sorry I couldn't put it in the chat, but it is everywhere else. Right then. So next up then, I want to talk about a little bit of game news, and we're moving on to the Snake Eyes AAA video game out of our Atomic Arcade, Hasbro, and of course Wizards of the Coast. It's one and the same though, I guess, isn't it really now? I don't know what the price is going to be yet, Clothesline Media, but you're going to say these omnibus books are usually well north of $100, but it's a great way to catch up on a storyline or run. I mean, for me, it's going to be just to have, because it's like a beautiful presentation, do you know what I mean? And lots of awesome stuff that kind of goes with it, mainly for the trading cards. No, anyway, let's move on. So gamesindustry.biz has done an interview with Dan Ayoub, who is head of digital product development at Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast. Now, he's been talking about Hasbro in general and about their game development. $1 billion has gone into their game development already, and with the different studios that they've got at the moment, Atomic Arcade being one of them, which is very freaking awesome. Crimson Cobra Commander, yes, I did see that. We talked about it in depth and detail on the weekly. So if you want to go check out our last weekly episode, Pat and I went into a lot of discussion about the Skyhawk. The pre-order's happening. Yeah, I'm aware. So Snake Eyes. So like I said, Dan Ayoub, who is the head of digital product development, has been chatting with gamesindustry.biz, and he had this to say. So the biggest thing to take away, which is honestly a little surprise to a lot of people, is that Hasbro is in fact making video games, and we have a considerable investment in our studio structure. We've got over $1 billion in games right now being developed. Now, when I hear that amount of money, it makes me just kind of go all weak at the knees, but it also makes me very excited at the prospect of what to expect for that Snake Eyes Atomic Arcade game, because the fact that they're putting so much into this makes me more confident, honestly. And I know it's not like super new information. We know that they've been pumping money into games. We know that they've been trying to work on, especially with the kind of studio kind of aspect. And they've outsourced a lot of stuff recently, like Baldur's Gate 3, like some other stuff as well that's kind of been quite successful for them. And because of that, you know, there's also been like a bit of a conversation and an interesting article popped up again, I think today or yesterday, regarding Hasbro and Mattel outsourcing a lot of their work, because it's kind of a way for them to make more money by licensing out and leaning more into that kind of aspect. So it's interesting. What seems to be happening here is that they're trying to do more in-house stuff with the games and outsourcing a lot of kind of like, you know, toy creation, which is interesting to me. It's like, and it's not the, I mean, we've been here before with Hasbro, not with games, but with movies and entertainment. We were like, they were kind of doing that thing where it was like, not really that, you know, they went through a whole period of time, which I think people kind of like, have forgotten, or maybe not, maybe you haven't forgotten, but like there was a period of time where the entertainment thing was so strong, like they would, that was their focus with, you know, with the previous kind of like regime, and they were going in that direction, and the toys seemed to take a back seat, and the kind of actual, like the creation of physical toys and products felt like it was taking a little backseat, and they were just dealing with, you know, like Marvel Legends and Black Series, and, you know, Classified had kind of like creeped in at that stage as well, and was kind of there for the tail end of the entertainment kind of like thing with Hasbro. So I feel like we're snuck into this little zone now where on the low they've been creepily developing games and putting a lot of money into them. And yet at the same time, you know, like outsourcing a lot of things, including very recently Power Rangers. Now that's going out, you know, as that information kind of popped up very recently, and it's quite interesting again. I mean, there's a lot of movement going on with Hasbro and what they're doing and stuff like that. So it really surprises me that Classified is so strong at the moment because of all the other things that are happening. But it also plays into Classified's hands as well, because the fewer things you have going on in the kind of physical toy department, and they still got a lot on the deck, but that, you know, it's definitely minimized from where they were previously. It just feeds into that, like, well, you know, we've got a little bit more to focus into Classified. So I feel like that is only going to be an advantage, I think, for that one. Yes, Playmates are getting Power Rangers, absolutely. But again, Hasbro are outsourcing it. They're getting money from it. Don't you worry. They're getting money for it. Now, coming back to the games part that which we're talking about here, 1 billion in games is no small feat. And yeah, you'll be saying, yeah, like AAA games, though, you know, they push that for like one game developed kind of thing sometimes. I get that. But like in this case, I'm just excited to see that the money is going into, you know, it's the amount of money is going into it. Now, if they end up, I mean, because this is the thing, right? If they end up not really getting anything of note out of the back end of this, Kitty said, if they end up failing is what I'm getting at. If the success isn't really there with the games, if they're not critically good and they're not commercially successful, or at least one of those things, because critical success could be enough to keep them moving to, like, you know, like when people start changing the idea of the reputation of a company. Like if you start thinking, oh yeah, like, you know, maybe Hasbro can make good games, then in that case, you know, and then you're looking at possibly getting into commercial success later on, if you get what I'm saying. So I'm thinking that, you know, if it's a commercial success but not critical, that could be one of those things where Hasbro still go, well, we can do it better next time, but we know that the money is coming in for what we put into it. So it's one of those things, isn't it? It's just like, it's like one of those things that you hope that it's going to have at least one of those, a commercial or critical. I prefer commercial, weirdly enough, because you know that you're going to get a bit more possibly from it, and then obviously improvements can be made on the critical side, on the quality side of the game. But why not both? And I'm actually, my real hope is that we get both a critical and commercial success with Snake Eyes AAA. Now, moving on, there's a lot of other points they bring up, or a lot of points that Dan brings up in this interview. He said the company has 4 AAA studios right now. That's quite impressive. There's North Carolina-based Atomic Arcade, which is working on a Snake Eyes G.I. Joe game that IOP calls Not Your Daddy's G.I. Joe. This is not the first time we've heard that phrase associated with this game. We've had a few different Atomic Arcade kind of related interviews with kind of all the different people that kind of involved. Brandon Jowa as well is doing the writing on it, but then developers and designers and all sorts on their website. And we have definitely heard them talking about this G.I. Joe game being edgy, being gritty, being not your daddy's G.I. Joe, whatever that means. let's face it, we're all at the age now of granddaddy probably at this stage, but there have been so many different G.I. Joes in my lifetime. All of them are mine. Do you know what I mean? I feel like all of them would be mine. So it's going to be, what they're saying is going to have to be new. It's going to have to be completely new, something we've never seen before. So they brought up, obviously the G.I. Joe game comes up straight away, which is great. I'm glad that's on the kind of it's like the tip of the spear for the AAA game thing they're doing, I think. Anyway, it's the one that comes up the most. Atomic Arcade comes up the most in these conversations. G.I. Joe and the Snake Eyes game comes up more than any other thing they're working on. And it's not because I'm only paying attention to it. All of the interviews and all of the articles I've read only ever peripherally mention the other ones every now and again. So I'm very excited at the fact that this could be the crown jewel, shall we say, in their game, library when it kind of, comes out. Cold Slither better be on the radio, says Brother Malachi. Indeed. Carl wants a Dreadnought GTA type game. That would be devastatingly good, but also probably instantly banned. I want the TTRPG so bad, but I'm still trying to get back on track from moving a breakup and catching up on classified releases I missed. Sorry to hear that, Jody. Catching up on classified is probably the only thing I can. It's nuts. How can we do that? Scott Skeen says, I cringe every time I hear Not Your Daddy's. Always signals Vast Departure or Grimdark. Always, yeah, interesting. Interesting. But Not Your Daddy's is Anyway, IDW Volume 9 is $1,599.97 on Amazon right now, used. Matt, that's crazy. That's a good point, actually, Diana. None of our daddies had G.I. Joe, did they? My dad probably, no, he didn't. He might have done. Well, he would have had Action Man. Yeah, Dad would have had Action Man at some point. I don't think I've ever asked him. He wasn't really into that, I think. And plus, he grew up very, on the poverty line, basically, when he was a little lad. So I think kind of toys weren't something that was very, accessible for him, unfortunately. But I'm definitely going to ask him that specific question. I can't believe that's never. We must have talked about that at some point. Anyway, there's a lot more in the interview, of course. Hasbro's a 100-year-old company, and it's built on play. Doing all the classic marketing speak here. It's always been about play. It's always been about entertaining people, and gaming is the predominant form of entertainment for a lot of people, and it's something that just continues to grow. So in a lot of ways, it makes sense for Hasbro to be in this space. I agree with that. And also, I have wondered why they haven't been there yet. Properly, do you know what I mean? They've done the occasional kind of, they've dipped their toe in, but they've never gone full force into it. And I guess it's the money at the end of the day, isn't it, that you're dealing with. But sometimes you have to speculate to accumulate. And it looks like they're certainly doing that now. Sorry for the tiny text here, but one of the great things we took from the success of Baldur's Gate 3 is that people really, really like a great, well-executed D&D game. So we've got something like that. And with Snake Eyes, while it's not a new IP, it's hopefully going to be a shot in the arm to the G.I. Joe franchise, and we can do some new things and express it in different ways in video games than we have traditionally. Now, what I would say about that is I think the Classified series has been an incredible shot in the arm for the G.I. Joe brand. I have never seen it so like busy, popular, noisy. You know, it's constantly being talked about, which is, I mean, I say that as someone that does like about 90 hours of streaming a week. So I'm certainly talking about it constantly. But, I think what he means in this case is that it will give, the multimedia aspect of it a shot in the arm, which it definitely needs. I definitely think it needs media backup. Now, the Skybound comic series has been a shot in the arm for G.I. Joe, right? At the moment, we're hitting some very strong strides with the brand. The Classified series is doing really well. It's hot and it's all people talk about. It's very, very, it's very, very on brand, right? The Skybound comic series is another thing that is just constantly winning. It is doing amazing things with Transformers, G.I. Joe, Void Rivals, and of course, A Real American Hero. Now, all of that kind of, mixed in. And then you're talking about a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie on the horizon, which, again, a lot of people will probably roll their eyes out. A lot of people will probably be like, yeah, but will it be any good? Probably not. So, like, there's that kind of argument that people are having with themselves and with each other about that. But you can't avoid the fact that even with the failure, the kind of commercial and critical failure of Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, even with that, the Classified series has been absolutely phenomenal. We're talking about G.I. Joe in movies again very soon, too soon, in my opinion. and comics are good again. Comics are back in POG form. I'm just kidding. That was a Simpsons reference. But like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. And I feel like the stronger it builds and gets, it's only going to be good for us. And again, like, give us a shot in the arm with this game then, please. Let's see what else elevates this brand, because that's what it feels like is going on at the moment. I'm buzzing at the moment. We've got wicked toys, wicked comics. I've been on the East Coast too long, haven't I? Wicked smart. anyway, I think like, yeah, I think a game is just a game that I think this is going to be, could be a game changer. Operation Blackout was fun, don't get me wrong, but it lacked in a lot of areas. Longevity is one of them. Very restrictive, very, this is where you're going and that's all you're doing, basically. And a little bit kind of restricted there, but there was a lot of fun elements to it. Unfortunately, just didn't have the life for me. Now, a AAA game with like a crazy campaign on there, some like actual like co-op multiplayer, all that kind of good stuff, internet, like actual like server type friggin' connectivity with people, yeah, just doing the full gamut with a AAA game is definitely going to be amazing. Like, and I think they could do something phenomenal here. I think we're way beyond as well those, remember those early concept pieces that popped out years ago before Chris Cox was the CEO? In actual fact, he was at Wizards of the Coast at the time, and he was doing a presentation for one of the Hasbro Investor kind of videos, and there was a thing on there where they had concept art of you know, the game that they've been talking about, or at least that they've been pitching. And yeah, and I think we're beyond that now with that kind of like Snake Eyes with the prosthetic limb and the kind of mech hiss tank. Again, great ideas that I would love to see, you know, introduced in this game. But we'll see, I guess. We'll see which direction they've kind of gone in. And I think they might have been using some of those kind of pitch images almost as like a testing the water sort of vibe to see what the kind of people were saying about it. Anyway, Dan continued to say, a common theme you're going to see amongst all of these studios is leadership and teams that have kind of done something that we're trying to do before. He says, noting that the leadership of Atomic Arcade worked on Batman Arkham Asylum and is looking with Snake Eyes to do for that character something similar to what the Arkham games did with Batman. I didn't put the Batman hat and the Snake Eyes hoodie on purpose. Yes, I did, clearly. And that was the reason why. But yeah, I don't think we're going to get Arkham Asylum, but with Snake Eyes instead. I think it's going to be, you know, I think there's going to be obviously different elements to it. I think what they're getting at here is that it's going to do what it did for Batman, but for Snake Eyes and the G.I. Joe brand, which would be great because, again, that felt like at the time, I know Batman's one of those ones where it's just forever, isn't it? Like there's no, you know, a movie will be out every now and again, a cartoon or a series or whatever it may be, a comic, there's always something going on with Batman. It is like a forever thing. It's like it's inbuilt, it's kind of ingrained in society's psyche as almost a, you know, a thing that's never gonna go away. But Arkham Asylum definitely, and Arkham City and all those Arkham games, I remember playing that first one and just being absolutely blown away. I got stuck a bunch of times on it, though. I mean, I didn't complete it. I'm pretty sure I didn't complete it. And I ended up getting stuck at that one point where, was I in the greenhouse, the kind of like Poison Ivy sort of vibe? Or was it, I know I was on that bit where there were like, it wasn't the first mission where you're kind of zipping from gargoyle to gargoyle and trying to be stealthy and take out people one at a time without anyone noticing. But it was further along, and it was one of those sort of parts of the game. Could I do it? Could I fudge? Anyway, and yeah, it's been a long time since I went back to that. But I remember just being blown away by that game, honestly. It was phenomenal. Ryan says, can we have a mobile app game like Plants vs. Zombies, but it's Eco Warriors versus Toxo Zombies? That would be cute, mate. Remember Pogs? Evergreen is the word I was looking for, Paul. My goodness. That was what I was reaching for. That's what I was saying, like Forever Brand and all this other crap. But yeah, Evergreen is the word I was looking for. Thank you very much. Anyway, there is a bit more. And he says, everything's, was there a bit more? Yeah, there is. Everything's going to stay in the oven as long as it needs to. He says, we're not going to rush anything out. And that was the kind of sign off. And that is the, basically that's the kind of like the situation that I was really excited, like really the happiest, most to read in this article. It hasn't necessarily been said or stated, but you want them to take their time on this. And I like the fact that they're not going to, here's the deadline for it, we're going to get it out. No, just however long it needs to take is however long it needs to take. And I like that. And I'm hoping that, that we are in a position where it's like, rather than rushing it out, they take their time. So that was a very, you know, and again, they say all this stuff all the time in these interviews, and you're not quite sure what is just, you know, them saying just generic stuff or if they actually mean it. I feel like that they mean this. I feel like they've already put a lot of money into this. They're not gonna all of a sudden be like, yeah, let's rush it out and lose loads of money on. No, that's got to be important. And you may remind me of certain other things that Hasbro have pumped tons and tons of money into and then just dropped, like their animation studio, for example. And again, I feel like that was more the coming to an end of the entertainment aspect of everything. you know, the E1 acquisition, and then of course sell off the animation studio and what have you. I don't have that bad of memory, but in terms of this scenario, these things do take time, and they take a lot of money to develop, and it just looks like they're doing it right, is my point here. Steps Toys, Chris, not sure if you want to talk about it, but Fans Toys put up a listing for a classified scale Skyhawk. Fans Hobby, it is not Fans Toys. Yes, Steps Toys. I've already spoken about it, buddy. I've literally just mentioned it before. But we talked about it in detail on the weekly. If you missed the weekly, go check that out with Pat and myself. We had a big segment about it, discussed it in a lot of detail. Was bummed out when the hub was cancelled. There's another example, figure six pack. Remember when that was all in the packaging as well, on the like little stickers. Catch it on the hub. It's like it was gone by the time I saw that sticker. Hasbro's The Hub Network. Absolutely. I know exactly what you mean, figure six pack. It used to be on the stickers. They used to put the sticker on the packaging of the figures, and it said, catch it on like the hub. And like I said before, when I got a figure finally with that sticker on it, the hub didn't exist anymore. So you couldn't watch the show on the hub. I think it was it Renegades at the time? Or maybe I can't remember what it was at the time. I feel like it was on Renegades packaging, but I could be wrong. It could have just been old kind of G.I. Joe cartoons that they were playing. Stepsoy says, ever get the feeling that Hasbro is like WWE, where every time they stray out of their lane, it goes very wrong for them? Yeah, I feel like they're just in a position to just try stuff out for $1 billion. Do you know what I mean? Let's do that and then see what happens. Although, like, you get the feeling that too many of those are going to be, you know, a no. You know, you can't really do that a lot of times, basically. Beast Wars figures had them as well, didn't they, Carl? Yeah, the little hub stickers. Prime and Renegades are an era two great taste, and that tastes great together. Yes, Scott. The stickers were on Pursuit of Cobra Renegades packaging. Yeah, I thought it was. Cool. Thank you guys for confirming that. It's like, do you know what? It's so funny. Like, every time I have a conversation about something from just even like a year ago, I realize how little knowledge stays in my brain anymore. Like, I think I got to the point with the way that, you know, we've developed with phones and all this kind of stuff, is just I stopped storing information on my hard drive and started storing it on my phone. And then it was just like, well, you know, laptop, phone, whatever, what at the cloud. And it's just like, I don't need to know anything anymore. I it would help in these scenarios, don't get me wrong, but I don't need to know anything anymore that I can't just search for and get the information fairly instantly. So I think I've just been like slowly eased out of using my brain, which is a shame. It's definitely something you want to try and keep working, but the problem is, I think it's too much information almost now. Like, I will read and consume, and, you know, comics and books and articles and all this kind of stuff. I'll be like soaking it all up, reading, trying to get all information, doing research to do videos, to do, you know, interviews and all this kind of stuff, soaking it all up, loving it, posting out information all the time. Do I retain any of it? Do I fudge? Cool. So that is so far Skybound and Triple A Games. Now, I promised you a little bit of classified listings update, didn't I? Yes, I did. So now the updates I have are for 2025, and we'll get to that shortly. And just to kind of give you, like, just to preface everything, for the longest time, we've been kind of saying, I've been kind of saying, you know, things like, what is it? Look, give me an example. The MM designation was, and is last year, but was a designation for Pulse exclusives or PulseCon exclusives. And that was the pattern that we saw emerge. Now, going into 2025, and nothing's changed on this screen, everything is as it were, when Tiger Force, a wreckage, and the Tiger Paw was went up for pre-order. So nothing's changed there. I've just moved that to green and everything else is as it was. I did give a few updates on this. I did throw you guys a little bone regarding HB Zorak 2-pack is with a Walmart 2-pack. I need that Bam Bam reveal already, says Joey. Ain't going to happen yet, mate. I can see that one. And take this how you will. You might be able to gauge some information from this. I don't know. Well, you might. If you pay attention to this channel and you watch me enough, you might get something from what I'm about to say. I have a feeling that that particular code word might stay hidden until we get it revealed on, like, maybe the night before when they do, like, leaks from the night before, or a little, if it leaks, it'll be via images is what I'm getting at. I have a feeling that's probably how that will happen. Take that as you will. And if you can gauge any information from it, then so be it. But that is my prediction on that one. I could be wrong. We could find out tomorrow. We could find out 20 minutes. We could have found out 3 hours ago and no one's been paying attention. Are any of these for next year, Ray? That's the next page. We'll get to the next page in a second. So yeah, this is all 2024. So nothing has changed on that one. And like I said, the only update I gave you last time was that HB Zorak Walmart exclusive is a 2-pack, and it's a character 2-pack. Okay. Somewhere Emily is laughing maniacally. How good was that interview, by the way? And I mean, like, I don't mean like in a Frost Nixon sort of way. I mean, how much fun did I have making that interview is really how I should have worded that. That sounded very conceited of me, didn't it? Really. I didn't mean like, oh, how good was it? I meant like, how much fun did I have making that? It was one of those ones where I was laughing as I was actually editing it again. But yeah, I enjoyed that one a lot. Blink once if any of these have an orange mohawk, says Kenny. I can't, mate. I genuinely can't, because none of them do. I hope that helps, but not in the way that you want it to help. No, I appreciate that, Ray, but I didn't mean it to sound conceited. What I meant was, how much fun did I have is what I was trying to say, and for some reason I ended up just saying how good was that interview, but I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, I had a great time. I really enjoyed myself. Emily, Lenny, and Tony are phenomenal people and had a great chat with them. It was brilliant. Cannot wait to do that again. And I don't think we'll be waiting as long next time, I'll put it that way. We'll be setting the next one up, you know, very soon, probably in like Yojo June. Probably after Yojo June. Maybe after the dust settles, honestly, because there's going to be so much coming at us thick and fast, Kitty said. I can tell you, Scott, it's not Ice Cream Soldier. Anyway, that is 2024. Now let's move on to the next section. Now, as I've been saying, we'd worked out that, or we'd been, from what information we were gathering, the TT designation in 2025 were going to be the Pulse/PulseCon exclusive listings. However, that is not the case for all of them. Two specifically are not that. And we're going to reveal that for you right now. So, Bosch. And again, it's only details. I'm not going into like character reveals or anything. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, in the exclusives and miscellaneous segment there, you can see two that I've highlighted. TT Sewer Urchin, which is actually a Fanmazon release. Okay. And TT Arthur Deluxe, which, as you can see, is an SDCC release. Right, there you go. So Arthur Deluxe is the SDCC this year, and he's got the TT designation. So I wonder if TT just means exclusives at this stage that aren't Target and Walmart, because we have a feeling that SP and GG are Target and Walmart. So I think we've finally worked it out eventually, but it looks as though TT does cover like Fanmazon, Pulse, SDCC, and PulseCon exclusive listings. That's it. That's the only update I have for you. Sorry if I bigged that up a little bit too much, but I figured it's still good information to have, and it does get you guys, you know, you can update your spreados with the info as well. That's spreadsheets, by the way. But anyway, which of these listings comes with a pet otter? All of them. Nightclub force announcement, Carl, I wish. Any information when the Range Viper, Mole Rats and Night Force Vipers are supposed to hit Walmart? John, I feel like they should already be in Walmart. Someone messaged me the other day. Who was it? Let's call them out in a good way, not a bad way. Who was it that messaged me? I apologize if I've forgotten who it was. I think it was on Instagram, actually. And it might have been, was it Dan? It might have been Dan. Bear with me. Oh, no, maybe it was Mike. No, it was Mike D. So Mike D on Instagram. Sorry, Mike. You were basically asking me if Classified was actually showing up in Walmart ever again, because it didn't seem to be like any space for them in Walmart resets. And I was kind of like, I don't know, they just, you know, it takes a while for them to get there sometimes. And some, it's such a crapshoot sometimes, and whether Walmart actually stock Classified figures. I've been into multiple Walmarts, you know, in kind of Classified era times. Sometimes you get loads and sometimes you get nothing. And for the most part, I tend to get nothing when I go in there. So it's hard to say, but the fact that a lot of people are asking about that could be interesting on that one. Maybe there is something in that. Maybe they're not having them. I don't know if it's online only, but that would have been said, surely. Anyway, maybe it's just one of those things where they're just cycling through some stuff and they're going to appear again very soon. Have we figured out what figure 120? My OCD with these numbered boxes is killing me, says Billy. I don't think we know. Because the thing is, the information that we get, Billy, we don't have like the box numbers. We don't have any visuals. We don't have any, we don't never see what it looks like. It's usually just listing information. So you never really get the kind of box numbers on those, unfortunately. That's always revealed pretty much, you know, when it officially gets the pre-order drop and the promo images and what have you, or the leaks, because didn't we get 129 from Sarge, I want to say, from that leaked image? I don't know, it looks like 129. Could be 120 though. I don't think it is though. I think it would be 129. It's hard to say. It's not the best shot of that box ever, is it? There are quite a few TTs, so it could be more than Pulse could handle solo. Yeah, Scott, I think that's all it is. I think like the only reason we thought it was all Pulse was because every single listing we had that was a TT listing was coming to us. It was like, yeah, this is a Pulse exclusive. And it's like, okay, I guess TT means that, because that's, you know, there was a precedent from last year with the MM designation being Pulse and Pulse Con. So I thought the same thing was happening here. And that the Fanmazon ones just we hadn't had yet, and SDCC we hadn't had yet. But no, there they are. There's Fanmazon and SDCC. That means that possibly one of them is Pulse Con. Maybe Dinosaur Neil could be. I'm only saying that because that came like later, after the fact. That was one that we added to this list. So maybe Dinosaur Neil could be Pulse Con. Anyway, as soon as we find out, we will let you know. Now, in terms of any other kind of updates, there aren't any that I can really go into. When it's going to ramp up in June, let's face it, right? What are we in? We're basically in May, which is crazy. We're a month away from Yojo June, basically, which upsets me because I'm not ready for it. But we'll find out more information closer to the time, I'm sure. Grandpa should have been Abraham Simpson. I like it. You're not going to show us the TTs? I'm not, Kenny, sorry. I'll keep my TTs to myself. Hydrus, thank you so much. So, so much for the super chat. That's very, very kind of you. Thanks for all the updates, Chris. Hate to see all the Walmart exclusives, as in my area, they have removed all G.I. Joe. Wow, that's crazy. Looks like it might, I don't know if that's happening everywhere, but it seems like that's more than one place that I've heard So maybe there is something in it. Maybe there is something in it. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe they, like I said, maybe they're cycling through some stuff and it's just going to be online for a bit. I don't know. Who knows? But thank you, Hydrus. Very much appreciated the super chat. That's very kind of you. Any update is always welcome. Thanks, says Paul. Brilliant. Range Vipers are impossible to get, says Ray. Yeah, they're bloody good figures as well. My Walmart still has Shipwreck and Rock and Roll. John, not surprised. How do you figure this stuff out? Do they tell you? Nixmas, no. Like, again, we have multiple sources, mainly, you know, just multiple. None of them are Hasbro, I would hasten to add. We had the, I had the same question before we went live with the interview. I had the same question from the Hasbro team. Where'd you get this from? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, Nixmas, it's multiple sources, multiple places. But effectively, none of it is from Hasbro. Yeah, they've it's notorious that they can't do that. You know, they can't give that stuff away. I can't find the lately, says GI Bro. My Walmart only has retro Lady J and a whole row of scrap irons, both still full prices, Rec Ship 85. Not surprising again. Joe says Denver Walmarts are going through resets. Haven't seen anything in 2 weeks. Maybe it is not a coincidence then. Maybe this is happening for realsies. Billy says, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. You're welcome, Billy. Eben, when does the 26 list come, Chris? And while you're at it, there's 27. Oh, mate. Probably in a couple of weeks' time. It's nuts, honestly. Like, this one felt like, you know, when you know that one, that big Transformers leak that happened last year, was it? Or the start of the year, that literally just had the entire line plan done. It kind of felt like that, but for Joe, and none of the actual real work, the character names were in there, which drives me mad. But yeah, it did feel like that, like a big like leak of information. Paul says, by the way, I'm excited to get home. Two of my HMS arrived early through. Oh, awesome. That's awesome. I think Sergeant is 129. Yeah, I think it is 129. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Joey. I think it is 129. It's difficult to see on that image, but you can more or less make it out. Joe says, I'm still going crazy pants to find out what the whip snakes are. I know. Like, can we complete 2024 before we start unlocking 2025, please and thank you? Obviously not. Walmart seems to go the way of Amazon, sell their inventory to the second-party stores so second-party stores can sell for three times more. It does feel that way, doesn't it, Carl? Sarge looks like 129, says Lightfoot. Yeah, I think he is. Mr. Cheeseburger, I don't understand why they don't use this channel to do releases, exclusives, and reveals for upcoming waves. Well, they don't have a choice. But yeah, Mr. Cheeseburger, I'm not going to lie, I was a little sad we didn't get a name-only reveal. Adventures in Collecting. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. You know I do. And I really enjoyed that podcast. If you haven't checked that out, I don't know, what have you been doing? Emily, Lenny, and Tony were on Adventures in Collecting a while back, and it was great. In actual fact, Toy Kind of Mood have got the team, I think, on Wednesday, right? So that's going up on Wednesday, I believe. So I'll be sharing that as well. Can't wait to hear what information they give the Toy Kind of Mood team. That should be fun. So shout out to Trav and those guys, of course. But yeah, Mr. Cheeseburger, let's face it, I'm a fan channel. The end of story. I'm not anything official. So, and Hasbro, they wouldn't do that. They might do it for a bigger channel, like if it was like something like in partnership with, or if they did like a thing where, you know, they kind of release like press releases and stuff through certain, you know, online article kind of blog sort of situations and things like that. Like, what's the one they always use that always kind of like drops the information for, like, IO9 used to do it, but there's other ones as well that got that information and they broke the news. And I always forget what it is. Things like the Hollywood Reporter, when they do like a movie, like a update and stuff like that. But you know, that kind of stuff. We're not really that level, let's face it. I'm cool, man. I'm just happy to, like, I'm happy they come on and talk to me. That's the thing I'm really excited about, genuinely. The problem they had was that they'd been revealing so many name onlys in that kind of recent period of time that they had basically, they just got too far ahead of themselves, and they need to kind of save some stuff for Yojo June and all that kind of stuff. So I get it. I would totally understood. And I was like, no, that's, I get it. And of course the Dragonfly updates, which I did ask, I did specifically ask, is there any chance we could get Dragonfly updates, Dragonfly updates? And they said, they can only do the Dragonfly updates through the Hasbro Pulse so that the backers get them first. Otherwise it's like, you know, it feels like they're cheating the backers a little bit. So yeah, there you go. That's why that was the case and why we didn't get any kind of crazy special, like exclusive kind of reveals. That's true as well, actually, Steps Toys. There could be changes. Okay. So for those that don't know what Steps Toys has just said, my apologies. Now, with the TT designations, coming back to the listings on screen, there are situations where the line plan goes out. And in this case, you've mentioned Hasbro could start something as an internal exclusive, but their retail partners decide to take them over, question mark. So you're asking me the question, obviously, in that sense. And I think there might be something in that. I think there's definitely situations where some things might change, and it could be something like, oh, yeah, we'll take that as a retail exclusive, or they change their mind or what have you. So, yeah, there's a possibility. What I actually assume that happened here is that, because we filled the gaps here. Like, so we didn't know they were all Pulse exclusives. We assumed they were all Pulse exclusives because, like I said, we had that precedent to work with from last year, and all of the ones that we had already or knew of were Pulse exclusives. So that's what we just assumed. And you know what happens when you assume? Yeah, you were making ass out of umption. So yeah, it's a possibility, but I would assume, I would think it was just, it was our fault for guessing. Don't promise Dinosaur Neil is a PulseCon exclusive. I'm not literally Dinosaur Neil, Scott, but that particular listing could be. It's happened in the North Carolina Triad region. That's right, isn't it, Michael? You are saying North Carolina there, aren't you, NC? I'm hoping it is just a system reset. Tar Heels, yeah? I'm a Jordan fan, of course. I know North Carolina. But I think that's what you're talking about. And I believe you are talking North Carolina. I hope you are, because now I look like an idiot if you're not. So that Walmart reset is happening in lots of places, it would appear. It would be hilarious if Dino Neil was a Dino Hunter's lowlight or something like that. It would actually Steps Toys. Shipwreck dying on the pegs kind of surprised me. He's been on discount on Amazon for weeks. Yeah, I think it's weird that, because I also feel like they might... You know, Shipwreck's just one of those ones where I think everyone has him, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they've just overproduced, maybe. Maybe they looked at it and thought... Although then again, their numbers are probably all the bloody same on all the figures. But I don't know. I would love the detailed information on the classified, like the deep details, like all of the process that every single figure went through from start to finish, like all the concept art, all the inputs, and then all the numbers, all of the market research, all, I would love that. Because recently, I say recently, it was a couple of years ago now, I think, but that whole like huge like market research like binder came out. Do you remember that? It was like a big, like back in like the 80s. And I remember it, maybe at one of the Joe-Cons, someone had it. I can't remember who it was now. But it was like, it might have been Joe Declassified, but it was amazing. It had all this like really cool information in it. And just stuff like that, man. There's just so much cool stuff has kind of appeared from that era. I'm kind of hoping for that in the future. But the problem is it's just all like on someone's laptop more than anything else, isn't it? Anyway. Ryan says, throw one of the other brand teams under the bus. Tell them you got the info from Dan Young. Yeah, that's so funny. I love the Marvel team, though. I love Dan as well. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy Marvel's streams. I know, like, because, you watch me on these shows a lot. You probably know a lot about what I'm into and my things I like. But, like, I am very much a big Marvel fan. I have been for ages. I don't collect every single Marvel Legends figure because it's impossible. When you're a G.I. Joe fan as well, something got to give. And, you know, for a while I was collecting all Legends, all Black Series, all like G.I. Joe figures. Like, I was collecting everything. It was mental. All the different Turtles, blooming figures, multiple NECA lines, like Aliens, Predator, blooming, everything. Vintage, brand new. It was stupid. And it was like, it was untenable and it was ridiculous. But like, I really love Marvel. I've been absolutely just all over X-Men 97. That show is freaking amazing. Like, my mouth was open the entirety of that Genosha episode. Like, I was just like, all the way through. And the last one was pretty impressive as well. Dark as the original. But anyway, so yeah, so I really enjoy watching the Marvel streams, even if I'm not collecting it. I just like seeing what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. Same with Transformers, same with Star Wars, same with all of that stuff. Like, even if whatever the stream is, I'll watch it and I enjoy it. I'm never always up on everything, but I do enjoy watching the brand teams do their thing. I've been to three of the local Walmarts and they're resetting the toy aisle. All three no longer have peg spaces for Joes. Hopefully that changes when the new stuff drops. Hopefully it does, Bestow TV. And yeah, it's, again, I think it's happening everywhere, isn't it, basically. I've got the list for 2030, says Joe. Hilarious. Could you imagine? I appreciate that, Eben. I won't read it out because it'll sound like I'm being, you know, I'm trying to big myself up, but I know, I appreciate it. It's very nice of you to say. Thank you very much. My shelf space is running out, says Grizzlehorn. Ditto. I can just do this maybe. Now I've got that big, what do you call it, Kitty said, you know, the kind of the big IKEA bookshelf, the 4x4 bookshelf right there, full classified. Each little segment all full. On the top, you can't see it, but there's the hiss tanks on the top there. And then obviously there's space next to the hiss tank for when the dragonfly gets here, right? I had to move all of, well, the majority of the Cobra ones are on the top of the shelf to the other 4x4 IKEA bookshelf, which is over there, which I can see and you can't. But I've got this Autobot Extreme Sets diorama that covers the entire, perfectly fits on the top of that 4x4 IKEA shelf. And it is full of the Cobra team with Serpentor in the middle on his chariot and all the other figures kind of on the side. I'll take pictures and post it on like Hoarder or something and show you guys. But like, mate, already run out twice, Grizzlehorn. It's ridiculous. Anyway, sorry, Scott says, I blame Tony. He's holding a grudge since the incident. Yeah, you're never going to find out what that is. Hello, Rick. You finally made it to Alive. Thank you very much, Rick. You rock as well. You Rick. If I rock, then you Rick, right? Sorry, you're at the end of the episode, though. My apologies. Steps Toys grabbed one of those Shield Hydra Female Agent 2-packs from the Pulse outlet. That's a really good set, and the heads fit on the Lady J neck. That's pretty cool. They need to have Pixel Dan announce the next Ninja Force-inspired figure, given his current toy hunt. Indeed, Michael. Big time. Yeah, Pixel Dan's really cool. I've met him a number of times now. The first time I met him was at, oh God, what was it? It was in Bloomington, and there was a convention in Bloomington in Indiana. And that, yeah, I can't remember what it was called, that show. We went with Roma Collectibles. It was brilliant. And yeah, Dan was there. I had a little booth and chat with him. He was really, really nice. And then I also bumped into him during the Toy Fair preview event when the Classified series was revealed for the first time. And I chatted with him there as well on the floor. Again, really nice little conversation with him there. Really nice dude. Genuine, lovely fella. No matter whatever you think about him on videos. Same for me, I guess. It's like you only see a certain type of person, I guess. But you kind of hope that, you know, people don't hate you because of your personality. Do you know what I mean? Like, you hope that doesn't happen. But I do see he gets a lot of crap sometimes. And I feel a little, you know, it just, I don't know, it sucks a little bit. But anyway, yeah, so Dan's really nice. and like I said, I've met him a few times, and he's always got time to have a chat. He's always very, very nice. So yeah, very cool. Big fan of Dan. And he does great videos as well. And he's a big G.I. Joe fan, of course. And anyone that I know, Kenny loves him because he dresses up as blooming Ninja Force Zartan. Is Raptor Pulse or SDCC, says Nictimus Prime. Raptor is SDCC, I believe. I'll have to do that. Yep. Raptor is SDCC. Starduster is PulseCon. Anyway, sorry, I've missed a lot of comments. There's loads. My apologies. I'm not going to get to all of them. Sorry, guys. And we're going to call it for tonight. That is all. That's all the information I have for you guys in terms of leaked listings. Like I said, Sewer Urchin is a Fanmazon release, even though it's got that TT designation. And Arthur Deluxe did turn out to be a con exclusive, but not the con exclusive we expected. It's SDCC listing for that one. Right then. Should we transition and then have... I'll do a few more questions because I know I missed a few comments there, but we'll get a few more in before I go. Let's do it. Right. Okay. And if any other questions pop in, we'll finish the episode that way. So yeah, throw in your quezzies. We need Dreadnought Bat. That is all, says Stygian. We do actually. That would be so cool. We've talked about this before, haven't we, Stygian? I think back and forth on this channel about how cool a Dreadnought Bat that would be in like a bit of graffiti on it, a bit like haphazardly built, a bit like dirty and broken and rusted, with like rusty kind of things that clip onto it, you know, like that Dreadnought Ground Assault sort of deco as well would be so cool. Yeah, I think it'd be wicked. And then you could get some like air bats, right? Like the kind of ones that were in Sigma 6, and then they did them for, you know, they did them in 4-inch as well. But you could have like flying battle lander troopers in the air assault. What's it called? Dreadnought deco. That would be amazing. Anyway, yeah, I think it'd be cool to have like a little set of like, you know, poorly built, broken, scraffed, or you know, graffiti all over. It'd just be so cool. Dawson, that's dope and awesome at the same time. You have it absolutely correct. Thank you, Stygian. FC Vibe says, here late. What did I miss? Everything. About with a smiley face like Cobra Commander. Oh, definitely, Rachel. Yeah, nailed it there, definitely. I had a shirt once upon a time that read, "Welcome to Indiana. I hope you weren't looking for anything exciting." Oh no, it was really, I really enjoyed Bloomington. Kate kind of went to school there, I think went to university there, college there. So she had she loved the place. And we went into, like I said, we went around the kind of area. It was really, really nice. Really enjoyed it. And the actual con was great. It was so much fun. Pretty decent venue. It wasn't massive, but it was definitely like a decent size. Two levels as well. I'm Data Vipers, please, says Mr. Cheeseburger. Indeed. Joey Finnell says, I'm hoping someone in the current Joe team is a fan of Captain Gridiron. I need him in the classified line. Definitely, Joey. That would be so cool, wouldn't it? Little American football grenades. I know you just call them football grenades, but whatever. Transforming Dreadnought Cycle Bat. Oh, Carl, actually, that sounds phenomenal, doesn't it? Yeah, please. Data Vipers would rock indeed. Jason, what are you so knowing then? What did I say? Anyway, I just read Baldy Lux Reviews comment, which is hilarious. First time listener, long time commenter. Personality wise, you seem way too nice and helpful for the community. Can you be more negative going forward? Thanks for all the info you share. That's really kind. Thank you, Baldy Lux. And I'm not really like this. I'm a horrible human being. I just go around like, you know, kicking puppies and all. I don't at all. I'm very much an animal lover. When can we get more females? Thank you, Baldy Locks. That is very kind of you. I very much appreciate that. That was a very nice comment. Thank you so much. Lawrence Cawley says, when can we get more females? Bomb strike anyone? Oh, definitely. I know it's a tough sell for most female figs. I think it is and it isn't. I think there are definitely times when I think you're going to get ridiculous sales. I think like Dawn Moreno is going to be crazy pants. I think that's going to do really well. I think, what are the other ones? Bomb Strike. I think Bomb Strike's going to do really well. I mean, they've got to get to them at some point, have they not? Who else is in that list? Loads. There are loads of female that characters that are just begging to be in the line. Heart Wrencher, yeah, we can definitely say that Heart Wrench is coming, Scott, 100%. Not just in the, they have to do eventually, like that is coming. Do you think there's any chance, but again, Bomb Strike, Lawrence, 100% with you on Bomb Strike. Do you think there's a chance of any official classified news before June, Chris? Feels like we're in a bit of a drought. I don't know, Jason, on that one. I think there might be a lead up. I think there's going to be Dragonfly updates. So there'll probably be one of those before June. And then we'll lead into that going into June. And then June is going to be nonstop. It's going to be every friggin' week, isn't it? It's going to be like, there's going to be stuff all the time. The weeklies are going to be bonkers. It's going to be nuts. I've got my folks coming to see me in June. It's going to be insane. How am I going to balance all of this? It's like I'm going to be like taking them around, showing them the sights and getting in here and just going, right, I don't care that I haven't seen you for ages. I've got to talk Joe right now. Anyway, but yeah, you're going to get to the point where you're like, can we stop having news about G.I. Joe? Trust me, it will happen. Yojo Jr. is going to, there is, this is the calm before the storm. Just enjoy it. Live in this space and just, you know, we can speculate a little bit and then bam, ply them with tea and crumpets. Give me the reveals. We need more information. This is me giving a crumpet to somebody. That does not, that is also, that's got to be a meme, hasn't it, already? Have I just memed myself up? Amazing, Jason. Yes. So yeah, there will be loads more coming. Just you wait. I still have odds that a Snake Eyes release will be a Dawn version, says Carl. I mean, that's a good shout. It's a good shout. I definitely want Dawn, and I kind of want her as her own character, but it does fit. I mean, it fills a spot that is a Snake Eyes kind of spot, doesn't it, in a sense? So it does fill a spot. Whether it fills it officially or not is another question, isn't it, I guess. Jinx should sell well, Rachel. Yeah, I imagine Jinx is going to be pretty popular, is the word I'm looking for. Cobra Lar says, I'm by Walmart HQ. They are resetting their shelves to digital tags and are carrying the new G.I. Joe Wave and retros. Well, there's a good bit of news at the end of all this. Thank you, Cobra Lar, for sharing that information with us. Just got caught up with Duke and Cobra Comics. Wow, they are pretty damn great so far. FC Viper, Skybound Energon Universe is blowing my balls off. It is amazing. I'd like to see a Cobra Last Scientist pre-Cobra Commander and a used car salesman unmask Cobra Commander in Classified. This will give collectors the option of a pre-Cobra Commander. T'Challa, Amuro. That is actually a cool idea, I think. And I think that's definitely the line has got that ability to have multiple versions of the same characters, and they don't have to necessarily all be in the same universe each time. You know, that's really up to you, isn't it, in a sense. But I like what you're saying, like give people that option, that choice, definitely. And I think most people will probably buy them both by the end of that. Talib says, Amazon bumped ship date of the current wave to the end of May. That will keep us busy till Yojo June. Most definitely. Never. I want more news, says Mr. Cheeseburger. Yeah, bangers and mash, says Carl. What is the chance we get an Ore Striker reveal? Lawrence, I think pretty high. I think an Ore Striker's got to be... Like, if you're talking if you're talking vehicles, which is what they're talking, they're talking softball from Maine to San Diego. They're talking vehicles, right? And with that, you're talking iconic vehicles. What's more iconic after you've had your vamps and your hiss tanks, your himps and your voss tanks, whatever they are, what's more iconic than an ore striker? That thing is Joe all over. I'm sure. Oh, my parents, dude, you can distract them with proper tea service. I see what you mean there, Jason. I was plying the team with tea and crumpets to try and get more information from them. But you're right. I ply mom and dad with tea and crumpets, and then I can come down here and I've got at least an hour to to stream. Amazing. So, yes, Lawrence, I think an ore striker is definitely on the cards because it's just so obvious, isn't it? I mean, it has to happen. We've had a vamp. Ore striker's the next obvious one. And I think you can be pretty... I'm not saying we get it in Yojo June, but I definitely think we'll get an ore striker at some point soonish in the line is what I'm getting at. Giving someone the crumpet got to be a meme somewhere, is now, Scott. Speaking of bats, did you read Duke 5? Did I? Yeah. I am on the day of release. I am there at like however early in the morning it is, just loving it. I'm loving those comics. 5 was great because it sets up a couple of the miniseries as well, which is very, very, very cool. We are going to get such a load of G.I. Joe, it's beyond belief, just going by the 25 list. Watch out, wallet. Indeed. I was just in my Walmart and they had the retro wave up. Awesome. So, okay, we're good. It's not as bad as we thought. Maybe this reset is something that's going through, you know, and it's taking time, whatever. But that's good. Good to know. I have a graded Duke 5 back cover coming. Nice, Cobra La. I have a feeling we'll see Skybound repaints in Joe, similar to the comic variants Transformers are doing this year. Definitely, Talib. Yeah, I could see that. Carla Greer, like the Shockwave is a good one, a good example of that, isn't it? Man, that Shockwave's dope. Carla Greer, Pythona, Bomb Strike, Stiletto. Good shouts, Mr. Cheeseburger. All definitely, I would say, on the table at some stage. Lots of reuse in the Ore Striker, definitely, says Rachel. I definitely want the Ore Striker, says the Real Zim. Fang is a good shout, Justin. Yeah, Fang will be that's another obvious one I think's got to happen at some point. Joe says, I'll call it Ore Striker 2025 after hearing Chris drone on. Thanks, Chris. I do drone on a lot, don't I? It's all in the marmalade, bruv. Yeah, Jace, it is, mate. I would love a Skyhawk or something like that size for my HMS or scrap iron to shoot down. Nice one, White. I like that idea. My top Joe vehicle wish right now is the Skyhawk, says Paul. Jason says Crimson Asp, Dana, Verona/Verona, Freestyle, Firewall. Yeah, all very good female characters that we could see in the line, 100%. I'll throw Steel Raven in there because that was one that popped up in one of the last episodes I did. And some missile pack rats to take down flight pods, indeed. I like all this. It's really good. Anyway, that's it. I got to the end of the comments. We're going to call it a night. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. We took just a quick recap. Skybound are doing a Kickstarter for a very fancy compendium set of the entire run of the Marvel G.I. Joe Real American Hero series, including its tie-ins, a.k.a. What were they again? The Transformers crossover, Special Missions, the other thing that I always forget the name of. And something else. What's the name of that I'm always forgetting? Order of Battle. The Order of Battle issues and that special issue one as well they did. So all of that's going to be in 4 compendiums that are going to be fancy. They're going to have G.I. Joe and Cobra kind of options for you to choose from or get both probably. And that will be going up on the 28th of May, I believe it said, Tuesday. And more information, link in the description. And I'll just post on the Facebook page a link to the press release for all the information you're ever likely to need on that one. And then, of course, we talked game news because there's been an interview with Dan Iobe from Hasbro Wizards of the Coast. And he basically talked a little bit about the Snake Eyes up-and-coming game and it sounds amazing what they're trying to do. A lot of positive kind of comments coming out, as they always are at this stage, and a lot of money is going into it. They're already $1 billion in, not just Snake Eyes, obviously, but like four different Hasbro studios they've set up in, you know, in-house. So pretty amazing stuff today. And then I gave you a little listings update. And for those that missed it and just want the recap, I basically revealed that the TT designation does not just only mean Pulse or PulseCon affiliated. It also, you can throw in a Fanmazon for Sewer Urchin listing and SDCC Arthur Deluxe as well. That's all, basically. Hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for all the comments in all the chat and everything. Really appreciate that, guys, and for all the support. And if you haven't watched it already, go check out the Hasbro interview I did with Emily, Lenny, and Tony. I had so much fun. Great. Go check it out. I just did a monthly with Justin. Snuck it in on the last day of the month. Ninja. It's a movie special. Justin and I talk about that kind of like logo that's kind of doing the rounds as the kind of mock-up logo that people saw during CinemaCon. And we also discussed a little fantasy casting. And we do our favorite, we kind of switched up version therapy to do our favorite movie-related figure. So go check that out if you want a bit of enjoyment. Lots of content. It's nuts. And I'll probably see you tomorrow because it's just, you know, nonstop. I still haven't finished the graphics for Let's Talk Classified Blowtorch, but it's coming. Anyway, see you on the next one, guys. Have a great evening. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do as I grab the panel of information. After three, one, two, three. Full Force! Later. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.